Hi, my name is Poke, your guide into the world of low-tech music. I will introduce you to the sounds that are generated with old computers. Apart from playing old classic hits from the golden era of the C64, Commodore, Amiga and Atari, I will also introduce you to new chiptune stuff. Computer game music nowadays is not bound anymore by limitations in sound quality. Restrictions in file size are a thing from the past. But that used to be different. At first, computers had their own sound chips that generated music. The C64 had the infamous SID chip, the MSX, the PSG and Konami SCC, the Atari ST, the YM chip. All of these were generators of sounds, small synthesizers that only needed instructions. Later on, computers such as the Amiga used sampling to make music, the so-called MOD files. These were made in programs such as Throw Tracker and Octomed. So, on this first episode, I will play music by a guy called Martin Leifson, part of the Anarchy and Lament demo groups under the name Nuke and Spaceman. He joined Anarchy around 89, and kept releasing tons of modes until 95. But enough bullshit for now, let's play the How to Skin a Cat demo track. Nice. Try to imagine this music while tunnels of cluster dots and silly kids' drawings of cats are floating by. Melon design at its finest hour. The next track is called Lemonade. Listen to the funky interlude at the end with the jagged melody being one of Yves Sun's trademarks. Apart from being active in the demo scene, Martin also made music for computer games. He was the in-house musician for Core Design. The next track, Visual Distortion, was used as the end part for the racing game Jaguar XJ220. We'll be right back. Only 51 kilobytes disk space for this track. Now more tracks from Jaguar. 19K tune, background noises, moody breeze, speed storm and troubled journey.
Thank you.
And I shouldn't forget to add this final one from Jaguar called Speedy Boy, a pumping techno track that will lead us to our next game, Blastar. These tracks are loops of approximately 1 minute that kept looping, and are the tunes for each level in Blastar. Enjoy this fine techno trip.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, now for some more laid-back stuff. This music is from the silly game, Chuck Rock 2. As you can hear, this is all groovy chill-out funky dub. That was Stone Age Suburbs. As a son of the great Chuck Rock, you now have to free your dad in this exciting prehistoric adventure.
Ow, 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 ow
Did I hear that monkey in the background, or was it my imagination? Go monkey! Well, when you completed the game, you would hear this. Unfortunately, we are reaching the end of this episode of Airwaves. A quick interlude called Fusion to bring us to the last game, Premiere. Martin is still active for Core Design, and also has his own record label called Manis Recordings, where he produces under the name of Jazz. Anyway, I'll leave you now with these last tunes for tonight, from the game Premiere. Till next time, when we'll dive into the depths of the chiptune world. This is Poke, dissolving into the 8-bit ether. Goodbye.